Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Best milkshake around. Where is it?
Lake Effect Ice Cream in Lockport.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's a solid choice. Now, how are you ordering this said milkshake?
Vanilla is the best. The cloud vanilla.
Why is it a cloud of vanilla?
I don't know what they do to it, but it's delicious.
There's like magic cloud powder in it?
Yes.
Wasn't there some legal something between the guy with the Lake Effect ice cream and Lake Effect in Lockport, and did they work it out? Has anybody had to change their name? I know there was a lawsuit that was filed.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Oh, whatever.
So
I'm going for
fighting?
The milkshake. Sounds great.
Do you dip your french fries in milkshakes?
Only in the Frosties.
Only the Frosties. Okay, I like you. I like you a lot. You can keep listening to the show. You're part of our inner circle. Welcome. Lisa's on Kiss 98.5. Lisa, best milkshake in Buffalo where?
Taffy's.
At Taffy's?
Yes, Taffy's. It's at Five Corners in Orchard Park.
Oh,
she's right. I've been there many times. Very good.
I have been in there.
Very
Lisa,
good.
Yes. Tell me what makes the Taffy's milkshake special.
They have like 100 flavors, first of all. So they have one that everybody would like, but they're super thick. You have to have super thick milkshakes, and they have them there.
Can you suck it from a straw?
Yeah, it's kind of on the border, so you can still get it through a straw, but it's just thick enough, so it's not really watery.
What about you, Lisa? French fries in the milkshake? Do you dip?
No, I'm not a dipper. Not at all. Separate.
We're going to have to find some common ground if I'm going to let you listen to the show. Wait,
definitely not.
Do you dip your french fries in ketchup?
I do, but I like vinegar on my fries, too, so you can't really put vinegar in the milkshake.
Malt vinegar on your fries, that kind of vinegar?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Are you Canadian?
No.
Do you hang out with Canadians? What made you like this? Are you English?
No, I don't know. We just always growing up. My dad was born in Canada, so.
There's the connection.
There you go.
That's a cross-border hand-me-down.
I love that. So, that's amazing.
There you go.
See?
She's got poutine running through her veins.
Forget 23andMe. Just listen to Kiss 98.5.
We'll figure it out.
You can listen to the show. I'm glad you called. Paul.
Yes.
Hi, Paul. Where's the best milkshake?
Best milkshake, hands down, peanut butter and jelly milkshake from George's in Boston.
And
George's in Boston.
So what's the jelly factor in the milkshake? Is it jelly?
It just gives it that extra sweet. Yeah, it's actually jelly.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, now that would definitely be a French fry dipping milkshake.
I haven't tried that, but I'm willing to.
Really? I like that. Awesome, Paul. Thank you so much for listening. I got to try that. Kate.
Yes.
What is your favorite milkshake in Buffalo?
There's this little shack. It's called Red Top. It's in Hamburg, like right off the lake. The best.
What sets it apart? What makes it special?
There, probably that I feel that everything there is like homemade. So that's definitely the touch.
Doesn't it always make you happy when they're making your milkshake and they do like a scoop of ice cream? And then that person's like, that's not enough ice cream. And they do a scoop of ice cream and a little bit more.
Get so excited.
Me too. Perfect day for that. Thank you for the tip. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Jesse, we are looking for the best milkshake in Buffalo.
Definitely poutine and cream on Hurdle.
Oh. Now, I haven't had their milkshakes. Tell me.
They are an experience. They are just over the top amazing.
Wait, is that the one on Hurdle that has all the stuff coming out of it? It's like an event?
Yes,
it's right in your room, right?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, this place. Have you seen their Instagram photos?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, that's a party in a milkshake. I'm so glad you called about that one, Jesse. Nicole, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi, good morning.
We're talking about the temperature today, Nicole, 76 degrees is the high. Where's the best milkshake?
Oh, I don't know if anybody's mentioned it yet, but have you ever been to Zorba's in Depew?
No, tell me
right
about
this. Right on transit.
Yes, yes. It's such a good little diner. They have the best milkshake ever, strawberry milkshake, hands down, the best burgers, everything.
We have a coworker that lives literally right around the corner, and Samantha, I know you've got room in the car, but if you can just stop by and pick up a little something at Zorba's. That's a great place.
Nicole, do they serve the milkshake in one of those like glasses, like the V ones?
No, it's in one of those like fast food paper cups, but it's so good. It's thick, so it's like a real milkshake. It's not one of those cheap ones that you get at McDonald's or anything like that.
I like those McDonald's ones, but I'm so excited that you went strawberry on me. I love that.
That's old school. Jan, you're thinking about a tall parfait?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's always fun. I thought maybe if you were inside like a diner, they would have those kind of glasses in my head.
I've seen them around town.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
That's cool.
Kaylin, you're on Kiss 98.5. Best milkshake in Buffalo.
Sweet Jenny's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Milkshake.
I've had their milkshakes. Yep. What's your favorite flavor?
Mine is like the double dark chocolate, but a lot of people get orange chocolate milkshake.
Uh-huh. Are you like me, and even though you know exactly what flavor you're going to get when you're at Sweet Jenny's, do you ask for like six samples on those little plastic spoons?
Oh, of course.
Shout out to Howard. I know, right? It's so good. I'm so glad you called. Ryan.
Yes.
Talk to me, Ryan.
PGA Cools, Transit Road in Depew.
What do you
get? Best milkshakes. They'll make it any way you want to make it. They'll put in any way you want it. It's nice and thick.
What good flavor stuff. Is your favorite?
Peanut butter, chocolate, banana.
Yes. Yes, that is a good choice.
Oh, that's good. That's right next to Zorba's, actually.
Yeah. No. Is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
Is it next to Zorba's?
Yeah. Literally down the street.
Like a block.
So what?
Awesome place.
What goes along with this peanut butter chocolate banana milkshake? Like, do you have that on its own? Is it a standalone, or do you order something along with?
Sometimes I'll get like the chocolate coma banana split.
Yeah.
If I'm not feeling like a milkshake.
Uh-huh.
And that's just awesome. All chocolate hot fudge.
Did you call it the chocolate coma?
I call it the chocolate coma.
That's great. That's fantastic.
I totally don't mind it. And that sounds like a good idea when this day is going to be 76 degrees. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Where's the best milkshake in Buffalo? Today's temperature, 76 degrees, so everybody's going to have ice cream.
In my opinion, it's Taffy's in Orchard Park.
Taffy's in Orchard Park. What makes
Five
it?
Corners.
Yeah, what makes it special?
They have like 125 flavors of milkshakes.
How many different flavors of ice cream will you put in your milkshake?
I think they only put one. It's the ingredients they use to make it taste like it does. Like, I always get a Mounds bar. Ooh. That tastes exactly like a Mounds bar. Coconut, the dark chocolate. It's all in what they add to it.
Uh-huh. And they just know. Like, when you order that milkshake, they just know what to put in, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's
absolutely
true. That is true milkshake technology at Taffy's. Gary, you're on Kiss 98.5. Talk to me.
Hey, this is Jerry. Dockside Bar in North Tonawanda, because they have two milkshakes that they put alcohol in.
Oh, there you go. Are they putting what alcohol would go in a milkshake? Rum?
They're putting one. I believe it's rum in one and vodka in the other one. We found it by accident when we went to Remington Tavern. Their kitty corners are there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, wait, what's the vodka one? I am all about this, Jer.
Yeah, one was chocolate, one was strawberry, and I can't remember because, like I said, it was in the summer, but it was fantastic, so we got to hit it up again this year.
Listen, you go in there, you have Gina make you that particular milkshake. You will get the best milkshake in the world.
Oh, so you've had them with the alcohol in them.
I can't legally say I have, but what I'm telling you,
I am willing to try.
Is if you go to Dockside, talk to Gina, get the milkshake.
Yep.
I'll make sure. But once you have a milkshake with alcohol in it, that's all you'll remember.
Oh, that's amazing. I've never had that. But you know what? Just even on this day where we're going to see 76 degrees and sunshine, even thinking about Remington's and the water and that vodka milkshake,
Dockside.
I am all about this.
And the best part is that when the weather turns, there's a show that happens on that little street there.
Oh, yes, there is. Uh-huh.
The the walkers.
Yeah.
And people walking their reptiles, yes, walking each other. It's showtime for some of them. Yeah. It really is. It's fun to people watching that area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a blast. It's right by the Riviera. It's a great area.
Yeah. Do you have a boat?
I do not.
You don't? Okay. Just looking for a boat. No. I'm glad you called.
Yeah. <Okay. laughs>
Just looking for a friend.
Looking for a new friend.
Thank you. I'm just looking for a friend with a boat. That's all. Hey, where's the best milkshake in Buffalo?
There are two of them. There's Abbott and Chocolate Bar.
Oh, Chocolate Bar. I forgot Chocolate Bar. What milkshake do you get there?
Chocolate peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. That's a solid
choice.
But
if you're Abbott, if you get peanut butter with Oreo, it's awesome.
Oh, peanut butter and Oreo. Isn't it funny? Because I don't think they've ever done any kind of a peanut butter Oreo flavor as a cookie.
They've done Oreo with peanut butter in the middle.
Have they really?
You know, yes, they. I've heard.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen that. Yes, wow, that's a really good choice. I'll have to try both of those. I haven't been to Chocolate Bar in a long time, but I love it there. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, this is Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim. We're looking for the best milkshake in Buffalo. Weather is going to be perfect for a milkshake. Where is the best milkshake?
Okay.
So there's two places. There is a place called the Pink Cow in Olden on Broadway, which is a little family-owned place, and they have amazing strawberry milkshakes, hands down one of my favorites. There is also a place in Niagara Falls called Dee Dee's Dairy, which has been around for probably 50 years, and they turn any flavor of ice cream into a milkshake.
Well, I got to tell you, Dee Dee's has no concept of the word small.
I love that. They don't know
what the word small is, don't even know how it's spelled. You go in there, you're like, can I have a small ice cream? And they give you this mountain, like the towers. You're in the shadow of
Again,
the ice cream.
It's a family-owned place, which I just love to go to, you know?
Same. Yep. I love
Dee Dee's is great. Like, when that opens, it's like the church bells ring.
I love
mobs.
Yeah, it is.
Mobbed all day, every day. You drive by, literally the wait is like 35 minutes to an hour at some points just to get a small size, large ice cream.
But what's so
small
funny,
size, large.
What's so funny, Kim, is you just went opposite ends of the spectrum. So what takes you into Alden and what takes you to Dee Dee's?
So I live in Niagara Falls, but I used to travel for work, and one place I always went to was Alden.
Uh-huh.
So I would just travel on the road all the time.
Nice. So there's always a good reason to stop. Alden, New York is one of the nicest group of people that I have ever met in my life. It's just a good community. I love it there.
Absolutely. It's such a quiet little town. They only have one stoplight. You know, the police are wonderful. Everybody about the place is phenomenal. It is a nice little place to live.
It sure
is. Do not speed going through the village. Trust me.
Well, because they want to take care of their Aldenites.
They want to meet you. They're so very nice to Alden. I've met them. Very nice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.